hope to accomplish with these pad days?
Well, yes, and play in the pads on Sundays. So felt it would be good. We talked about it earlier in the week. You know, the pads, we'll probably put them back on again next week. It's all about, maintaining your tempo and your timing and keeping the pad level down. And, we practiced very well without it, but, with the week off and the extra time, it made sense to use them today.
Does Josh seem excited about that?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
But if they're not upset at something, then you're not doing the right things. So no, they're fine. They understood why we did it, and they're fine.
Do you want guys to approach this bye in the same way you do a mid-season bye? Is there a different attitude or a different thought process you guys want to?
Well, what we're trying to just create is just competition on the field, and in the drills and different scenarios and situations, and that's what we've done thus far. So you do that and just try to keep your edge, and at the same time, they're taking care of themselves inside. They're getting the extra lifts and taking advantage of the extra time.
How much different do you sense the mood and the mentality is heading into the playoffs this year as opposed to last year?
Well, I mean, certainly they've had a lot more time to think about it. Obviously, when you clinch a playoff berth, a couple of weeks before the season's over, it's different than, clinching a playoff berth at 4 o'clock on a Sunday in week 17. So they've had more time to think about it, but their mindset's going to change. It'll change very quickly on Sunday afternoon, so we know who our opponent is.
You have so many players on your roster who their first playoff experience was that game in San Diego. How much does that help them now as they do prepare for this year around?
Well, I mean, they'll be able to reflect back, and they understand. They witness firsthand the difference in the intensity level and from the regular season to the playoffs. So, and we've got a lot of other guys that have been deep into the playoffs and played in a lot of playoff games. So it's all the experience is worthwhile, and you think you can benefit from it.
How important is it? You talk about playoff experience. How important is it when you have such veteran guys like Carey and Kevin Mawai kind of leading the way for the offense who've been in the playoffs so many times in their careers?
Well, it's a benefit to have players on your team with playoff experience. Not that anybody needs to be reminded about doing the right things, but they clearly set the way.